Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's Tuesday, the 9th of August. It's already the 9th of August. Liam.
Time to... Just...
I'm warning you right now, young man. It's the 9th. Okay.
It's outstanding.
All right. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Make that right choice. That's me saying that. That's not them, by the way. That sounded make the right choice. No.
It's
Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Okay. Glad to have you back.
Yeah.
So what's the weather going to be this week?
It's not too bad.
You just give me a few days.
It's not too bad. So today we have a high of 94, tonight a low of 63. Tomorrow, 91. We're
You know what? Sweater time.
I know, we're just about there. Wednesday night a low of 65, Thursday high of 97. We're not going to see any triple digits except for Sunday and Monday. So.
Okay, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, and they've done a wonderful job with that. So all the propane comes out of, like, essentially one tank. So it comes down to customer service. And they do treat their customers like friends. They go the extra mile for their customers. As I said, it's a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts. The business gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with David Mung.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Well, from Turtle Bay. Yeah. And I tell you what, we walked, we came the other night, of course, to the exhibit. Have we talked to you since then?
Since the after-hours event?
Yeah.
When you guys were there? I don't think so.
Yeah, okay, because we went to the baseball game first, and then
right.
I was singing the national anthem, and then we ran down there. What a wonderful exhibit it was. And that King Tut.
Yes.
I could spend another 2 hours in there because, you know, we got there around 8, and
yeah.
It was just going to like 9.
Right. Yeah, and there's so much in that King Tut exhibit to explore.
Whoa.
It's man. Almost too much to do in one visit.
Well, and what it did was, is we went home and I found a King Tut documentary.
Oh, nice.
On, I don't know, one of the channels.
Uh-huh.
And we watched that, and which also made it interesting.
Yeah.
You know. Was he murdered? Was he, you know, mm-hmm. all this?
Yeah, one of the more scandalous pharaohs out there with, you know, how he died, when he died.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, he was young, too.
Yep.
Young. And,
yep.
And it looks like, you know, from from the documentary, that he was kind of a sickly child.
Yeah.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all the court intrigue and all this. But the exhibit's beautiful.
Yeah.
And these are exact reproductions
mm-hmm.
from the real stuff.
Yeah, they're made by artisans in Egypt who have access to the actual artifacts. Unfortunately, the real artifacts cannot travel anymore just because of all the wear and tear over the years. They traveled the world for over 50 years since they were found by Howard Carter back in 1920, because this is the 100-year anniversary of the discovery, or 1922, sorry.
1922.
Yeah, I got all my years mixed up. What year is it?
Yeah.
But,
I think it's 2022.
I think it's 2022.
I think so.
But yeah, the 100-year anniversary this year of the discovery, so a great time to come down to the museum and see the artifacts, and it's set up so as you walk into the exhibit, you're seeing exactly what Howard Carter walked into when he discovered it 100 years ago, and there's just gold wall-to-wall everywhere. It's really amazing,
yeah.
Just all of the treasures that were buried with King Tut.
275-pound sarcophagus made of gold.
Yes. Yeah, they had to pull it out with a pulley system
because
it was in there tight and, that heavy.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, and then the... other exhibit?
Pterosaurs.
Pterosaurs, that's right.
Yeah, we've got our two blockbusters with King Tut and dinosaurs right now.
We ran out of time. I didn't get a chance to go in there except to look around a little bit, so we're going back again.
Yeah, and we've got another after-hours event, too, if you wanted to come check it out without the kids and the field trips and the camps around. It's coming up this Friday, August 12th. Is that what this Friday is?
Yeah, 12th.
Yeah, August 12th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., another museum after-hours event, so you can come enjoy a cocktail, enjoy some tacos or food catered by Mosaic, and enjoy the museum. And it's kind of a nice experience to enjoy the museum, you know, with a drink in hand in the evening without the kids running around, things like that. So it's a 21-plus event. Only $5 if you're a Turtle Bay member and $10 if you're not. So super affordable. We just want everyone in the community to be able to come down and see the exhibits while they're here. Because I think
food from the Mosaic there?
Yeah, food from Mosaic is there.
I had their street tacos.
Yeah.
They were excellent.
They're very good, yeah. And then make a fresh right there in front of you.
Yeah, I was trying to talk him into, hey, guys, it's you're closing. So you got those two extra tacos over.
Right.
And as I was talking to the girl, I was watching the chef eating them. So I thought, okay, I won't get those.
Okay. They've been saving those for themselves. They worked hard all night.
I just made a couple extra for myself.
Right, right.
Well, you're the chef. You can do that. Anyway, I would heartily recommend for members to come down, and whether it's in the after hours, which is it's not as crowded. And you can walk around with a glass. Well, you can't take the wine into the
exhibit. Not into the exhibit, but in the main area of the museum you can explore with wine or drink in hand.
Or
come during hours with the whole family. Family memberships, totally worth it to bring the kids.
$90 a year?
$90 a year, which pays for itself after two visits as opposed to doing it a la carte if you're going to pay each time. So.
Yeah, it's two adults and four kids.
Yep, four kids.
And you've got, what are the things we have going besides just the exhibits?
Yeah.
We have the animal show.
Yes, so the animal show, we've got like 1 week left. I think August 15th is the last day of the animal show for the summer. So we've still got some time to come on down for that this weekend.
Just want to hold it just when it's hot.
Yeah.
Because when it starts getting a little bit, you know, cooler, the animals go on strike. They say we only operate during 112 degree weather.
Well, they love seeing all the kids over the summer. All the kids are going back to school, so it's a little tougher to do it every day. And they usually still do a few over the weekend through the rest of August and September. But they start to taper it off come mid-August. But they'll still do special animal shows throughout, or we have all of our animal exhibits to come see.
Hey, are you all ever going to build like a, what is that? What do they call those rope, those rope slides?
Oh, like a ropes course?
No.
Or zipline?
Zipline.
Zipline. It's in talks. I mean, we have the smaller zipline in the forest camp right now.
Right. You have that right now.
Yeah, but we're thinking of doing
it. One across the river.
That would be something. That would be, I don't know, you know, the mechanics and the engineering behind that, but I would love to zipline across the river. That would be something
like it would be like a 100-yard zipline. It goes across the river.
Yeah.
To
you can go right next to the sundial and kind of breeze right past it. That would be a ton of fun.
I don't know if they'd let you go right by the sundial, but, you know, down a little
bit. Safe distance.
So you'd have people ziplining through there.
Yeah.
That's got to be a moneymaker.
It would be, for sure.
Yep.
And, you know, we're always exploring new opportunities and things to build out that space and, you know, make it more fun for the community to enjoy. So it could be in the works.
Okay.
You never know.
I'm here with David Mung from the from Turtle Bay, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank that's been moving local dreams forward for the last 15 years since the day they opened up. Here's what I like about it. You know, yesterday, you know, Matt Mosley is running all the banks now. And I've known Matt for 15 years since we first started doing banking in our community. And I called him about something, and here's the president of the bank calls me back. And we just, you know, we talked about what they're doing, and you know, it's all positive. But this is the kind of people there are down at Cornerstone Community Bank. They have four branches serving Shasta and Tehama counties, one in Red Bluff, two here in town, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, the other one, of course, on Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's the main branch. And the newest branch in Anderson on Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Let me take you through that wonderland that only you can share.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
The Midget Warriors are taking over the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 12th. The 2022 Evolution Tour promises to bring you more high-flying, edge-of-your-seat action than ever before. From the first bell to the final three count, this show is jam-packed with entertainment. This wild event is sure to sell out, so grab your tickets today. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets are on sale at windriver.com. Find your moment at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Firearms dealer of choice. He always has a great selection of firearms, and the customer service is outstanding. It's one-stop shopping. You can get your CCW there. You can get all the accessories you need while you're, you know, for shooting or hunting. And veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. You can give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by, like I said, at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We're here with David Monk from Turtle Bay, and you've got Walk on the Wild Side.
We do. We have the
coming.
Yeah, Walk on the Wild Side animal show going on still every day for another week in the camp. And then coming up later this month, we have, related to it, Walk for Wildlife. Our
Walk
fundraiser.
For Wildlife. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Walk and...
I confuse them every day,
Walk
too.
On the Wild Side and Walk for Wildlife.
It's Walk with Wild, yep, both times.
You know what? You got Walk and Wild in it.
It's a good rhyme, you know. It's hard to let go.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that this early in the morning. Okay.
It's tough.
All right. So what's that?
Yeah, so Walk for Wildlife is a fundraising event to support our wildlife animal ambassadors over at the park. So it is $15 a ticket, and then we do a walk through the botanical gardens just to support the animals along, you know, with those ticket sales. And then after the walk through the gardens, it's nice and early. It's any time between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Show up at your own leisure. But then you come back to the forest camp, and there's a pancake breakfast with the animal ambassadors there. So it's like a meet and greet with the animals and the pancake breakfast.
You can share your pancake breakfast with a skunk.
Yes. All don't right. feed the skunk, but don't you can be there to bond with the skunk while eating your pancake.
Bond with the skunk.
Yes.
And
yes.
if the skunk wants a bite of my pancake, skunk gets a bite of my pancake. I got news for you.
I'll let you take that up with Sharon.
Okay. Well, oh, yeah, Sharon. Then I will be rolling around the ground, and she's putting her thumbs in my eyes.
She's a vicious animal.
Oh,
mama.
My gosh. She is a very protective animal mama.
Yeah, but she has two new baby animals recently also, which we'll have to get in here sometime soon. She's got a new baby skunk named Blossom.
I thought we already had Blossom in here.
Maybe we did. Maybe we did a couple months ago.
Well, we had one because... I thought we had the newest one.
Okay.
Oh, and because I'll tell you, we had Jared had photos of him holding it,
yes.
and it was in his beard, so that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
And the other one is a new baby opossum. So Therian, our elder opossum, unfortunately passed away a couple months ago. They only lived to be about 2 years old in captivity, about 1 year in the wild, which is crazy because right now the new baby opossum is about the size of like a mouse. It's too, you know, fits in the palm of your hand.
Can we
super
live
2 years
in the wild?
Uh-huh. Like a year, year and a half in the wild, about 2 years in captivity. So we've
really?
Had, yeah. So, but it's crazy seeing the growth, how they go from, being so tiny, the size of a mouse, to about the size of a house cat in 2 years and, you know, kind of older, getting the arthritis and stuff by that point. They grow super fast. But we've got a brand new one in here, still yet to be named, but excited to have the new opossum that will be around for Walk for Wildlife. So you can come meet the new baby animals after you walk through the gardens, the pancake breakfast. We'll have some animal plushies for sale as well in there. And after you spend your time doing the walk, having your pancakes, you can spend the rest of the day at Turtle Bay. So it's cheaper than the price of admission already, the $15 ticket. You can get them at turtlebay.org. Support our animal ambassadors and wildlife at Turtle Bay.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a fun day.
I have this thing about pancakes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, I love pancakes. Yeah.
Are you a pancake guy over a waffle guy, if you had to choose?
Oh, yeah.
Pancakes over waffles.
I mean,
it's a tough debate.
Waffles are, they seem too fancy.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
And then you've got...
For those white-collar, like,
It's a white... That's
a white-collar breakfast.
That's a Democrat. It's a Democrat breakfast. Pancakes is a blue-collar.
There you go.
Okay. All right. So the exhibit of King Tut and the...
Pterosaurs?
Pterosaurs.
Yep.
That's going on right now. Now, how long are they going to be here?
They are here until September 5th.
That's right. So you've got less than a month to go on down there. And I just happen to have 4 tickets to Turtle Bay, family pass here. And for somebody who wants to give us a call at 530-605-4567. And I have 4 tickets to give away to Turtle Bay. So you can go down there and see King Tut
and the pterosaurs.
Pterosaurus. There, I keep wanting to say thesaurus.
Thesaurus,
which
it's
is
close.
Totally wrong. The pterosaurus, and the pterosaurus is what?
Pterosaurs are like flying dinosaurs, kind of like your pterodactyls. Right.
It's
like
kind of like the pterodactyl, but not exactly the same.
Right. Pterodactyls are pterosaurs, but there's all kinds of different breeds of pterosaurs as well.
Okay.
So we've got a Quetzalcoatlus, which is a word I had to practice saying a lot before the exhibition opened. It's we have a life-size replica of a Quetzalcoatlus skeleton out in the east end of the museum. It's about 30 feet tall, and it kind of looks like a giant chicken.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. These things are 30 feet tall with a wingspan that had to be, you know, huge.
Enormous, yeah.
And they would, you know, it's like, can you imagine like an eagle being that big?
Mm-hmm.
They could hunt cattle.
It's like all of a sudden you're the worm crawling through and this giant bird comes in and is ready to eat you up.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. So all of that's there right now.
Yes.
And then we've got, of course,
Walk on the Wild Side.
Walk on the Wild Side.
For one more week.
Animal show that's going on, and that's just great.
Yeah.
For kids or adults, it's very enjoyable. And then the final thing here was the...
After Hours?
After Hours is going on 12th.
Right.
Where you can... It costs $5 or $10, whatever it is, to get in. And then you got the whole place to yourself with the just adults.
Yep.
So you can walk around and peruse it.
21 plus this Friday.
Right.
And then Walk for Wildlife.
And Walk for Wildlife, which will be
August 20th, Saturday morning.
August 20th, Saturday morning.
8 to 10 a.m. You can get your tickets at turtlebay.org. Walk through the gardens, have a pancake breakfast, and get to meet our animal ambassadors up close.
I didn't realize there was 300 acres.
Yeah, that includes the gardens and arboretum, then also the museum side as well.
Okay. All right, we gave those tickets away to Seth.
Seth?
Yeah.
Cool. Hopefully it's not our Seth. We have a Seth that works over at Turtle Bay as well.
I'm sure
he doesn't
not.
Need the tickets. Probably a different Seth.
It's probably a different Seth. Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure. And, thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. So it's, everybody, it's this is your chance to go down. It's the end of the year, and the animal show is going to be closing down here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. One more thing if we have a second.
Oh,
you may have seen
more time.
Some of the construction going on right outside Turtle Bay where our museum store and cafe used to be. So if you haven't heard already, it's going to be a brand new restaurant. We're aiming to have our grand opening September 15th, and it's going to be called Branch House Riverfront Bistro. So we will still have breakfast and coffee items in the morning. We'll have kind of that cafe breakfast feel. And then after the coffee and breakfast in the morning, we'll transition to more beer and wine, lunch and dinner bites as well. So we've just been wanting a place that we can utilize some of this beautiful riverfront property that we have in Reading for the public to be able to be there and enjoy.
So you going to cut down any trees in front so you can see better?
We're not sure about that yet.
Oh, you're actually thinking about
we're thinking about it.
I thought you were going to yell, we don't cut trees.
Well, you know, at Turtle Bay, we are trying to conserve nature and, you know, make the best of the space for people to enjoy.
So you're going to have that right there. So that's next to the Sheridan.
Yes.
So this is going to be where you can just come in the morning and have coffee and a croissant.
A coffee and a croissant right there by the river, and there's going to be a
and
space
then later,
to play.
And then later dinner.
Yep, later dinner as well. So you can sit by the river, enjoy a drink, enjoy some dinner with your friends.
And when do you think that'll open?
September 15th is what we're aiming for.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And there are, that's just around the corner, too.
Yep, and if you walk by, there's some renders and images on the sides. You can see what it'll look like when it's done. But, yeah, in about a month, it'll be all ready for everyone to enjoy.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate you coming on, as usual. And the because, you know, Turtle Bay is a great place. It adds so much to our community. We have our own museum here, and in January, we're bringing in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
Marine Corps paintings, works of art done by veterans. And I can't wait till that happens.
Yeah.
I hope you do an after hours on that one, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and you helped us get that connection to be able to host the exhibition. So we're
well,
very
the only thing
for that.
I did was see it, talk to them, and then talk to you all, and then you all, and after that, both sides fell in love. You mm-hmm. said this is a great place to bring those works of art.
Absolutely.
So, great. Okay, David Mong from Turtle Bay, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
If you love me, let it be. If you don't, then set me free. Take the chains away to keep me loving you.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
VNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit VNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device. While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you are searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, they have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups and saucers, silverware, jewelry and jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
The winter would hold no spring. Couldn't hear a robin sing.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 9th of August, 7:32 in the morning. 4 Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. A great selection of jewelry at very fair prices where we shop. Really nice people there. 4 Winds Jewelry. We're having an argument about possums. And, you know, I think the one that I looked up, that said they live 5 to 8 years is from Australia and New Zealand. Possums live longer than ours here. And longest any possum lived in captivity was, what would you say, 4.5 years?
It was 4 years, 5 months, so like 4.5, yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea that they died so soon. Hey, the reason we're playing Olivia Newton-John songs is that she passed away yesterday. Olivia Newton-John was 73, and if you remember, she had cancer, gosh, a couple of decades ago, breast cancer, and fought that one. Then she got brain cancer and fought that off. Well, the last one showed up after, was spinal cancer and finally got her. She was, I guess she was a pop rock icon, you could say. Probably the she did great music as we were listening to it, and it was mainly the same. But she really soared like an eagle from that movie Grease, which you've never seen that movie.
I haven't. I know what it is, but I haven't seen it.
And you know, one of the things is when you read stories about Grease and the filming of Grease, when they had all these people together and they took a high school, they filmed it during the summer at a high school in L.A. And I guess it was a wild, crazy filming that you put together all these young people, all the dancers and singers and everything, and you stick them together there. They just had a great time. One of Linda's friends and fellow gold diggers was in this movie and played the part of the girl with the glasses, and she was the vice president of the student body. Susan Buckner is her name. And she went on to do a couple other TV shows in this, but and she's a very nice lady, by the way. Susan Buckner is. But Olivia Newton-John passed. It just seems like over the last 2 weeks, we've had just a number of people.
They die in threes.
Well, in this case, it was like they're dying in nine. You know, the Soprano cast got wiped out.
Yeah.
wow, somebody else. You know, there's another one. Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's house, President Trump's house, was raided by federal officials. I think the FBI was there, but others. And why did they do that? Well, we know why they did it. it's one of these things where if you look at USA Today, they said that the raid marks an escalation in law enforcement scrutiny of the former president that would have had to been approved at the highest levels. The White House says, well, we didn't know about it. Yeah, right. Under the law, any search would need to be authorized by a federal judge after finding probable cause that a crime had been committed and the evidence of the crime exists in the location B. So, what were they looking for? Were they looking for computer servers? Hillary Clinton had. Did they ever raid Hillary Clinton's property?
I mean, they got her emails.
Well, yeah, but they got that off of servers. But did they raid her place to pick up all the servers and everything like that?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, please look that one up for me. Because as we know, she had hundreds of thousands of emails on her own server. Now, I'm throwing that out, and my good friend Randall Hemplin would say to me, Carl, Mike Michalak would say to me, that's a little kid's argument. Oh, she did that, and I can do this. You know, when you point out something that the other side did, oh, but he did it. Oh, sorry, that's a little kid's argument. Oh, because they did it, this is okay. No, it wasn't. But it appears that they're saying is that he had, they thought that he may have, documents, classified documents at his home. That when he left, he took documents with him. The Department of Justice declined to comment, and Trump himself in a statement said he did not know why they were there. So it looks like they searched the home on Monday, and action was connected President Trump's alleged removal of documents from the White House to his Mar-a-Lago property. And that they searched his safe. They did it by breaking into the safe. They brought their own safe crackers with them. And the FBI notified the Secret Service in advance of law enforcement action, allowing for federal investigators access to the former president's property. That would have been interesting.
Oh, yeah.
If he had his own centurions there. No, sorry, you're not coming in here.
It doesn't look like Hillary's house was ever raided.
Isn't that interesting? Well, hey, I'm sure there were good reasons for it. See, they hate Trump, and they were protecting Hillary. The National Archives, it appears that it has to do with the National Archives. That they're saying is that some things go into the National Archives for forever. And the National Archives and Records Administration, or NARA, said Trump took 15 boxes of presidential records to his personal residence in Florida. They allegedly contained classified national security information and official correspondence between Trump and heads of state. And they notified Congress in February that the agency recovered 15 boxes from a Mar-a-Lago identified. So I guess they went back again. Of the documents materials created in the course of business conducted by the feds, only 1-3% are so important to get legal historical reasons. And they're saying is that, well, this stuff was classified. Well, the ultimate declassification authority rest in the hands of the president. If he said, nah, these things aren't classified anymore. We kind of talked about this a little bit. There's so many things classified in the military that we would sit down and literally go through boxes of classified documents. And I'd be looking at them, I could find no reason for some of these to be classified as confidential. But they all had to be kept under lock and key. So we would go through there and declassify them. And we'd write the day we declassified them on it. And then that way you could either keep them or throw them in the burn pile, which we did a lot of times. And or you'd see, okay, this is classified, but it's only classified because of this one line. One line in like a 10-page document. Take your black heavy magic marker. It's no longer classified. And then we just mark that. So the classification, people can classify anything. When I wrote my thesis for my master's, it was so classified with all these different code words on it about the North Koreans that the day I handed it in, and then when I graduated from the National Intelligence University, they handed me my master's. They shook my hand, and the minute I was no longer a student, I couldn't read my own thesis. I didn't have those clearances anymore for it. The instant my school year ended, or 9 months ended. So there's a lot of, now that one was pretty classified, but so many other things are classified. Anyway, so what I don't understand is, oh, gee, January 6th is going on. Oh, now we're raiding the president's home. This sets a precedent, of course, because once the Department of Justice is under a Republican administration, I can't help but think, if I was Joe Biden, that, and if the Republicans win in 2024, that there wouldn't be the FBI, crawling up my butt because of Hunter Biden and all the things that have been alleged. Because when the Republicans take over the House, what's going to happen? Payback is going to be horrendous. Is Biden going to be impeached? Sure, they'll do that because there's things that they can find, especially if they start linking Hunter Biden to President Biden at all. And they've got hundreds of thousands of emails that say strange things in there, besides the fact that he's sexually perv and he's a drug user and all these other things, which is too bad in a way that we start down this road. The hate for Trump and the fear of Trump by the Democrats is astounding. They're deathly afraid that he's going to run in 2024. And if he does, and if he did run, and he did win, Trump seems to be the kind of guy that gets even. So they're pulling out all the stops here. It's interesting because, like you said, they didn't, even though they knew that Clinton had broken the law, had broken the official laws there by having their own private server instead of one that worked through the government. They had investigations, nothing happened. The FBI said that she was, if I remember right, said that, no, this was wrong, totally wrong, but we're not going to say there should be court proceedings against her. It was one of the weirdest statements by the FBI director. Oh, no, what she did was illegal, but we're not going to push this to the Department of Justice for a prosecution. It was strange. I guess it's who, right? This portion of the show is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. And if you're going over to Market and Eureka Way, it's next to Dutch Bros. Quick and Clean Car Wash is going to make your car truck look so much better than it probably does right now. Their system has, you know, special soap and wax, friendly people there that wipe off your car with clean towels at the end of it. It's quick. You're not in there for 45, 50 minutes waiting. It's in, out. Your car or truck looks great. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or you buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, the corner of Market and Eureka Way. We'll be right back.
There's no other road to take. It won't make a mistake. I'll be guiding.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I was just listening to it. It's a great voice. Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday, age 73. 7:49 in the morning, and it's going up to, 92 or what, today?
94.
Okay, nice. it's going to be a lot nicer than usual around here as far as temperature-wise goes, because it's always nice here up in the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment for work-related injuries that you deserve, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. This is what he does. He is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation, and in many cases, if you've been injured, you are getting the treatment you need, and he's going to tell you that. But if you're not, give Patrick a call. He's like a pit bull. That's the way he represents his clients. He protects them. Call Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168 today. Okay. Now, you know what Governor Abbott in Texas is doing and a couple other states. They're shipping illegal immigrants. Call them whatever you like. They're shipping them out of Texas to sanctuary states. And the sanctuary states and or in D.C. are squealing. They're squealing. You can't do that. You can't do that. So the mayor of New York says that after the second bus with illegal migrants arrived in New York City, only 14 of them got off the bus. And they thought there was 40 on the bus. And he thinks that it's because that they are afraid. They're afraid something was going to happen to them if they came to this location. People got off earlier because they were afraid of crime in New York. So people who have been... It had done the 1,000 miles, crossed the border, got caught, or turned themselves in. They don't get caught. They turned themselves in many cases. And they were being sent to New York and D.C. They didn't get off the bus because they were afraid of the crime in New York. And that's his argument on that. He was there to help greet the migrants upon their arrival. The first bus arrived on Friday, and he had a fit. Though he was not on the scene while he ranted, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is loading up buses with illegal migrants and sending them first to Washington, D.C., and now to New York. Both cities are led by liberal Democrats who often remind everyone that their cities are sanctuary cities. Now, both Adams and the mayor, Bowser, of D.C., are now begging for help from the federal government. Bowser even asked the Secretary of Defense for National Guard to assist with the migrants. No, we're not going to do that. You can handle these things. I find it interesting, though, that the migrants are getting off the bus earlier because they're afraid of crime. They're afraid of being killed in New York or injured. requests for assistance are being denied by the D.C. mayor, just like they're being denied for Governor Abbott in New Mexico and Arizona, saying we're being overrun here. We're being overrun on the borders. We only have so much room. They are filling up gymnasiums at high schools, or every motel, everything, but because of the unprecedented surge of illegal migrants across that border. And now they just ended the Stay in Mexico program. The Stay in Mexico program started by Trump was you stay in Mexico while we work through your paperwork. And once we do it, then you can come across or you'll be denied one way or the other. Well, that's ended. So all of those thousands of people that were being held by that are now free to run for the border. That should be a game show. Run for the border, and you start in Guatemala, and then you run for the border. And the first one that makes it across the border wins, $10,000.
It's like that one show, Amazing Race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same concept. Yeah,
same concept. Run for the border. We can start that. Run for the border, and then, well, of course, they all win, though. And we say, oh, and the first prize gets $10,000. Well, they get that anyway when they come across the border. Free health care, transportation, wherever they go to, they get housing, food. I mean, we have hundreds of millions that have headed for the border. And when you can catch 700,000 of them, how many more? They think there's at least 800,000, or they caught over a million, that there's like 800,000 getaways or gotaways. And again, this is a Democratic problem. We didn't have the problem under the Republicans. This is a Democrat problem. And, you know, when you go to people, go to your Democrat friends, and they're, you know, and they start talking about Trump, and they will, because that's the only thing they can talk about, is just say, well, wait a minute. Just ask them questions. Like, you know, my favorite one so far has been President Biden taking a victory lap because the price of gas is going down. It's been going down steadily. Yet inflation is still at 9%. And before, he said the White House has nothing to do with the rise in gas prices. Well, how now can you take your victory lap because they're coming down? If you had nothing to do with rising gas prices, what are you doing to get the gas prices lowered? Now, one thing that was in one bill that they actually everybody agreed to was we're not going to sell oil to China. We've been selling oil to China out of our reserves. Why are we doing that? I just am totally amazed by the things I see every day. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should be cynical and jaundiced at this point, but I'm not. I keep saying, well, what about the average man? These new 87,000 new agents, which makes the IRS larger than the Pentagon, the State Department, the Border Patrol, and the FBI combined. Those agents, oh no, they're just going to go after those corporations and rich people. Yet the guy from the IRS would not say that it's not, and President Biden said, oh, won't be anybody that makes less than $400,000 a year. He wouldn't say it. The IRS agent would not say that, where the IRS agents are. And then you hear, well, if you're not doing anything wrong on your taxes, you don't have anything to worry about. Well, that's just BS. Because they pass new laws each year. Why do you think there's CPAs out there? If it was so easy, you wouldn't need the CPA. But you need a CPA. And you know why? If you've got a business, because they change the laws two or three or four times between the state, maybe more, between the state and the feds when it comes to taxes. Things that you used to be able to do, you can't anymore. Things you couldn't do before, now you can. Why do you think they go to continuing education all the time? It's because of these Byzantine tax laws. If you have a job and you make $60,000 a year and you don't have anything else, you can probably do your taxes. Maybe have a house. But if you've got a business, I promise you that you are not going to be able to do them by yourself. When I see what Rick Goin and Lori Goin do every year for our, and we have a micro business, the amount of paperwork they do, the quarterlies, all of these things, the amount of paperwork that flows to the government from this very small business that makes less than $500,000 a year by far. And the amount of paperwork, I couldn't even begin to do it. And so what do you think those 87,000 new agents are going to do? You think they're just going to be working on one group? No. at some point, oh, we don't have enough to keep these people busy. Well, let's just take a look at these guys. All right, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we have Shasta Regional Medical Center with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
I'm Rich Thomason. Mystery still surrounds the raid on former President Trump's Florida home. Mr. Trump calls it an example of prosecutorial misconduct and a desperate bid to keep him from running for the White House again should he decide to do so.
The search, according to people close to the investigation, is focusing on materials Mr. Trump took after he left the White House. There may be a question as to whether Mr. Trump has boxes of classified documents. The Justice Department had no comment on whether Attorney General Merrick Garland authorized the search. In his statement, Mr. Trump said, after working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. There are reports agents also broke open a safe during their probe. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
And Salem Radio Network talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka says accusations against Mr. Trump concerning the handling of classified documents are totally baseless.
The idea that a former president mishandled classified information, no. A person who works for the president can mishandle classified information,
right,
but a president can't. It is absolutely the charge or the accusation itself is utter nonsense.
House Minority Leader McCarthy promising hearings if Republicans get control of the House in the midterm elections. No comment from the FBI or the Justice Department. President Biden today is signing the $280 billion CHIPS Act. It's aimed at giving a boost to domestic high-tech manufacturing, which is facing a serious challenge from communist China. Also, the president promising to build it back better. He visited flood-ravaged areas of eastern Kentucky yesterday. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 30 points. The Nasdaq off 145 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Researchers seek thousands of volunteers to test the first potential Lyme disease vaccine in 20 years.
Lyme disease is a growing tick-borne threat. Pfizer's Annalisa Anderson tells the AP they're working on a vaccine to protect both adults and kids as young as five.
We call it BLA-15.
Robert Terwilliger is an avid hunter and hiker. He was the first in line when the study opened in central Pennsylvania.
I go out in the woods and enjoy myself, and if I find a tick on me, I'm good. I don't have to worry about anything.
Dr. Alan Kivitz at the Altoona Arthritis and Osteoporosis Center in Pennsylvania is looking for volunteers who spend lots of time in tick-infested areas.
Not a single day goes by that someone either has a concern about Lyme disease, could possibly have Lyme disease. We live in an area where Lyme disease is endemic.
The Pfizer study will cover two tick seasons. I'm Ed Donahue.
News and analysis at townhall.com. It's Michaels versus Clayfish. Wisconsin voters today choosing a Republican gubernatorial nominee.
Former President Trump has endorsed businessman Tim Michaels, a self-described outsider who's put $12 million into his own campaign, against former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who has support from former Vice President Mike Pence and ex-Governor Scott Walker. Both candidates claim the 2020 election was rigged, though Clayfish has said describing the results as not constitutional, while Michaels says everything will be on the table. The primary comes a day after FBI agents searched Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation as to whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida residence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A couple of crashes involving Teslas apparently running on autopilot are drawing scrutiny from federal regulators and point to a potential new hazard that partially automated vehicles may not stop for motorcycles. The bike riders involved in the crashes were killed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday. Tuesday is Linda's assignment day. So Liam's here though. What national day do we have today, buddy?
There's only three. National Book Lovers Day. We'll stick with that one.
Book Lovers Day. That's cool. I love books. Okay, what's the weather look like?
Alrighty, so today we have a high of 94, tonight a low of 63, tomorrow Wednesday a high of 91, Wednesday night low of 65, Thursday high of 97, Thursday night low of 68, Friday 98, Friday night 68, we're in the 90s, so.
Okay, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business out of Anderson, a veteran owned business that treats their customers so well. And they treat them like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them by calling 530-365-3793. I'm sitting here with Shasta Regional Medical Center and the CEO, Casey Fatch. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here. How are you?
Yeah. And also, and he brought with him Dr. Kent Brissett, and who is a thoracic surgeon.
Good morning.
Really sounds good.
Well, can you say it fast three times?
No.
Okay.
I'm lucky I can say my name three times during the morning. Every time you come in here, something new.
Something new and good. We're working on a few things. Dr. Persett's here, so we can talk about the nodule clinic and kind of the success we've had with that over the last year. I think that we've been able to prevent for the whole year, about 38 patients having to go down to the Bay Area for the surgery that they got here. And year to date, it's been pretty close to 40. So the word's getting out. We'll talk a little more about today about the nodule clinic and the type of surgeries that Dr. Brissett does. We have a couple of things that we're still working on, the GME program for the graduate medical education student, internal medicine students, and our application is under review. We're looking at two new technologies for cardiac treatment, one for CHF, which is called the cardiac MEMS procedure, and it's a small implantable device implanted in the pulmonary artery that allows your cardiologist to remotely measure your pulmonary artery pressure and hopefully prevent the onset of congestive heart failure, and so we can start to keep people out of the hospital.
And my dad died of that, congestive heart failure.
Yeah.
And he had a triple bypass when he was like 62, 63, and he lived to be 82. And it was congestive heart failure. And one of the things, when they did the x-rays and all that, they'd found that his body had found a way that, because he had up blockages were there, the blood was getting into the heart. Was this just something I remembered wrong? Or is there, there's just certain ways the blood gets into the heart, right?
Well, sometimes the terms are somewhat misleading. You can have, the heart's a muscle. You have the blood within the muscles be unusual, but you can certainly have blood around the muscle within something called the pericardium, which can be a huge problem called a pericardial effusion, which sometimes is referred to as blood around the heart. So that can play out in a couple different ways. Sometimes blood can get back inside the heart, into the chamber via different routes. So if there's a perforation someplace, you could have blood within the chamber that shouldn't be there. So
okay.
There's different ways to kind of get blood to get rerouted.
I also had a friend that worked out all the time, went to the hospital, and they said he had liquid around his heart. But was that the same thing you're talking about? Would it be blood, or would it be something else where it was kind of compressing on his heart? But his heart was okay.
Well, pericardial effusion, which is fluid around the heart, can be either blood or other types of fluid that can accumulate around the heart and compress the heart.
Okay. So you can get, you can have that. So it's still, is it still a heart attack, or is it not?
No, it's not a heart attack. It's a different process. It doesn't affect the ability of blood flow to the muscle per se. It actually provides a compressive effect on the heart, so the heart can't expand very well during its pumping action.
Okay. He's a big weightlifter. So, and I remember that. This was, decades ago when I heard about this. I never heard about it before. Of course, we didn't really care too much about those things. So that can happen to... Can that happen to anybody? Is it that liquid around the heart? What can cause that?
It can happen for a variety of reasons. It can happen in response to COVID. You get a perfusion from an infection around the heart. It can happen because of heart failure. You can get fluid around the heart. Inflammatory processes can lead to that collection of fluid around the heart. And then if you have a perforation or trauma, you can obviously get fluid around the heart for those reasons.
Okay. And what do you do for that? Just suck it out?
It typically depends on the context in which that happens. If it's an acute process, it happens over a few hours or so, the membrane around the heart called the pericardium can't dilate fast enough to accommodate that, so it puts pressure on the heart and compresses the heart, and the heart will ultimately stop if that fluid builds up quickly. If it's a chronic process over a period of time, it doesn't have too much in the way of long-term consequences. And so the cardiologist will sometimes drain that, but not always. And it depends on if it's actually thought to be an infection that needs to be drained so it could be treated. If it's just kind of a slow process over time, if it's drained, it may reoccur. So sometimes nothing's done at all, but to watch that carefully over time and see what happens.
Now, the doctor here doesn't know any of the questions I'm asking. He's just pulling this right out of his encyclopedia brain. And you mentioned COVID. COVID, and we think of it as in the lungs being the big problem, but what are some of the other side effects like this that could have long-term effects?
Well, some of the biggest problems I've seen is the COVID infection can lead to what's called a hypercoagulable state. In other words, you have a tendency to form blood clots, and that can lead to blood clotting, lead to a stroke, lead to a heart attack, can lead to occluded arteries in the arms or legs, which require emergent surgery or bypass. So that process called a hypercoagulable state has been a huge problem, even here in Reading, where we've had to operate on patients who you wouldn't think you would be operating on for peripheral vascular problems, but because they've had COVID, this hypercoagulable state develops, and they have to have emergent surgery to deal with the limb-threatening blockage that can develop from the blood clots that form from the COVID. And the stroke as well, or heart attack, can all happen for those reasons.
From COVID itself.
From COVID.
The newest version of COVID we're having, it seems like it's more contagious, but less deadly. Is that the right term?
I think that seems to be an accurate description. It seems like it's very easily transmissible from person to person, but people don't seem to get as sick.
So then you wouldn't be getting the same type of side effects like the blood clotting and all this, or would you still?
It's really unclear. We don't have enough long-term data to know if that's going to play out. But clinically, I haven't seen as many patients recently with the hypercoagulable problems that I saw a year ago.
Okay. That was just, COVID just keeps giving.
Yeah, and it will be for quite some time. So
I know more people now with COVID.
Discussing that, yeah.
I know more people with COVID now than it ever did during the height of COVID.
Right.
I mean, I'm seeing family members, neighbors. I'm seeing so many people getting it.
Sure. Yeah.
And some of them say, oh, man, I was just sick as a dog for like 4 or 5 days. And others are going, well,
yeah,
it lasted a day.
Slight cough, nothing.
Yeah, my daughter went down hard with it. And my son-in-law went down hard with it. My granddaughter got it. And it lasted for like about a day. And my grandson never got it.
Yeah. So. I've heard that about children, where they rebound pretty fast. But there have been severe cases, but not too much one here.
Well, he had the grandson had a booster like 3 weeks sure. before they all got it. So I don't know. Maybe that was giving him some extra whatever.
Could be.
I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kent Bruchette, who is a thoracic surgeon, who just gave me a class, gave all of us a class about, or information, I should say, on the side effects of COVID, and the, especially in the blood clotting, which you said you saw people that you wouldn't ordinarily expect to have this happen. Who are those type of people when you say that?
Well, people anywhere from 40 to 60 who normally don't have a history of symptoms from vascular disease. In other words, they don't have pain when they walk. They don't have pain in their calves. They don't have numbness or inability to move their feet. And then they show up just out of the blue with a COVID diagnosis and what's called an ischemic extremity, where there's lack of blood flow. It goes hand in hand with the COVID diagnosis. So, uncommon to see patients with vascular disease who have COVID. That doesn't happen simultaneously. In most situations.
Okay. I would take a break right now, but we're getting ready to have. I just saw my producer walk away.
We could...
He's back
he's
now.
He's back, okay.
Liam, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I've gotten my haircut for the last 15 years, is my barbershop of choice, of course, but I would recommend it to anybody. I have not had a bad haircut there. In fact, I was just there yesterday. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, great haircuts, and they work by appointment. So you make your appointment, walk in, and walk out. 530-244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunts the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Hart from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 9th of August, 8:21 in the morning. This can't be right. It says my temperature reading here says 70. That can't be right.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Is it pretty accurate?
I think so.
70. It's going up to 94 today. Wow. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Reading Electric Utility. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kent Brichette, thoracic surgeon. And you have another program. It's called the Nodule Program.
And we've talked about it before. It's the, it's the Nodule Clinic that we started here for the early detection of lung cancer. And it's basically, again, it's a process where people go through and to see if they're qualified. And remember, it's the between 50 and 77 and year old patients that are smokers that have, you know, that either still can, you know, currently smoke or haven't smoked for 20 years. They can still qualify up to 20 years, and they can answer a couple of questions as far as do you have symptoms? If you don't, then you qualify. If you you're a 20-pack year smoker, which means you've smoked a pack a day for 20 years, or if you're enthusiastic, you smoke 2 packs a day for 10. And those are
enthusiastic.
If you're committed, we've seen that. You know, it seems like a lot, but you know, it's a very addictive substance. So, regardless, then they call our number and I'll give it out, and they can come in and we can get that test ordered, and if there's some findings, then we can send them over to Dr. Brissett for evaluation. But the critical part is, there's four stages of lung cancer. Stage 1 and 2 are asymptomatic, and that's where we're trying to catch, because then you have the surgical interventional potential that can save your life, versus once you become symptomatic, it's very hard to, it's not a good road to go down.
I was waving at the guy that was behind you. That's what I was doing right then. Stage 1 and 2 are insidious. Can I use that term? Because it's growing, but there's no symptoms to it.
It's very uncommon for patients to have symptoms early in the process, unless they have a symptom that's attributed to some of the process that could be related to lung cancer. So they go through the screening process for those reasons. And I just saw a patient in the last couple of weeks who was coughing up blood, which is a very common symptom in lung cancer. He had a CAT scan, a chest X-ray, was followed up by a CAT scan of the chest, which confirmed the fact there were a couple abnormalities in the lung. But his symptoms resolved, and follow-up scans show it was likely a benign process. Even though he was coughing up blood, he had a history of smoking. It wasn't lung cancer. But in the majority of patients who are coughing up blood with a history of smoking, that's going to probably be a lung cancer. So pretty uncommon to have symptoms, but certainly coughing up blood is one of the symptoms that really sends up a red flag that there's an issue. The lung cancer can kind of cause some irritation in the airways, which leads to blood getting in the airway, and people cough that up. But the majority of patients with early stage lung cancer are going to be asymptomatic, and I see patients on a weekly basis who had a chest X-ray for whatever reason prior to surgery for a shoulder or a hip or something that shows an abnormality. And once that's pursued, it ends up being something that lung cancer needs to be dealt with. And so their elective surgery is often postponed while their lung cancer problem is dealt with. Because that goes right at the top of the priority list. If you have a lung mass and that needs to be dealt with immediately because of the likelihood that that will progress with time.
Well, how do you pick up the nodules? Is it just through an X-ray do that?
Well, the chest X-ray is usually the first test, and if that shows an abnormality, a CAT scan is going to be the next test. But there are situations where a screening CAT scan is very appropriate. As Casey mentioned, those patients who've had a history of smoking fall in the age group. A low-dose CAT scan, which means a low dose of radiation associated with a CAT scan, has been proven incredibly effective at identifying small lesions that are lung cancer that may progress with time if not treated.
And so, surgery, is that the only thing you can do, or is this part of a longer treatment?
There's a variety of options for treatment for lung cancer, and there's a number of factors that go into the equation when we think about how best to treat a given particular patient. The first step is get a diagnosis, then to accurately stage the patient. A diagnosis is usually made by doing a biopsy of some type, either bronchoscopically, where you put a tube down in the airway and do a biopsy, or I'll put a needle through the chest into the mass and make a diagnosis. Once you have a diagnosis, the stage is incredibly important. As Casey mentioned, there's stages 1 to 4. Stages 1 and 2, sometimes stage 3, are dealt with surgically because that has the best long-term survival. Patients with stage 4 are rarely treated surgically. There are certain unusual situations where they can be and benefit from that. But in those patients who are not treated surgically, for whatever reason, whether they're a poor surgical candidate, their cancer is too far advanced to benefit from surgery, those patients are treated with at least 2 or 3 different modalities. One is called chemotherapy, which is by far probably the more common of the options that are used for patients who are not treated surgically. Some patients are given radiation in combination with chemotherapy. And then there's a new technique called radiofrequency ablation, in which the tumors can be actually cooked and manage that way. So,
cooked. I kind of like that. Just zap them like you would. So if you had a large enough mic. Okay. Should people over certain ages, even if they don't smoke, should they have like a CAT scan every so often that just looks at their heart and their lungs and all that? Just to, to give them a... Because I know a doctor that had several of his friends pass, and he got the regular test, but then, he insisted on another test, and he had a CAT scan, and they did find something in his heart, maybe because he had a family history or something, but that they had to do a procedure.
I think there's a couple of things involved. They should see the physician on a regular basis, right?
Right.
Okay. And one thing about the advantage of seeing your doctor every year is that they'll see you once a year, and they'll notice the subtle differences in your health, and they'll be able to focus on the areas they need to focus on. Number two is you need to kind of also consider what industry you grew up in, what industry you worked in. I think with a lot of the increased fires that we've seen in California, a lot of our our first responders are exposed to a lot more smoke than they used to be. Okay, and there's toxic chemicals in that smoke, and so those are maybe, you know, people that we need to start looking at differently as a population as a whole, and considering some type of other, you know, some type of screening programs for them. But the main point, though, is to get in and see your doctor every year for your physicals, because that's the only way a lot of this stuff gets picked up. And eventually we're going to start looking at CAT scan or low-dose CT scans, because they're done on an annual basis as like a mammogram screening, something that just becomes a routine part of it. Because it's a relatively new technology. It came out in about 2015. It hasn't been really embraced a lot in the North State. We're the first site to be certified for it, but we've picked up a lot of disease, and we've also saved a lot of people from having to go down to the Bay Area, because they have to go down. You know, it's not just driving down to the Bay Area one time. You drive down for your screening, you come back, you know, for your initial consult, you come back home, you go down for the surgery, you have to, your family has to stay in a hotel for a couple of nights, then you get released, you come back home, then you have to go back down there for follow-up. So you're talking, you know, it could be 600 miles in travel and that kind of expense. And that's what we spent a lot of time the last 5 years at Shasta trying to figure out procedures that we could do here, because we've got the talent. Okay, we just don't have the technology, and now we're getting the technology. We've done it with TAVR, we've done it with this, and so that's what we're trying to do, is prevent people from doing that, because that's the last thing you want to do when you're sick.
Oh no, have to go down. The VA was sending people down there in their 80s for cancer treatments. They'd be in there for 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and then have to come back. It's just not right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Hey, as you know, because I was more than happy to share with you the problems I was having with my air conditioning, that if you've had enough of that, if you've had enough of doing your yard, if you've had enough of the watering, if you've had it all, think about River Common Senior Living. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. Beautiful living accommodations, gourmet food, activities, if you choose to do the activities, a lot of friendly people there. They are pet friendly, which is a big thing to a lot of people. That's what River Commons is. And for a personalized tour and having lunch there, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. Find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, so you're there close to everything at River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr. July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreftheater.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. What was that song?
That's Dreams by the Cranberries.
The Cranberries, another well-known group.
Yes.
I've never heard of them.
Really? They're like big, like
'90s.
Band,
Carl, come on.
Cranberries?
Yeah, they have some great. That whole album is outstanding.
I was out of the country.
That's very good.
I was out of the country in the '90s. Okay, it's not my fault.
It was not on the Afghanistan charts. Is that the
Oh, don't get me going.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell, who is just a fine person. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. Why? Because we truly believe that she cares about every one of her clients. And she's been helping families, and seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Two separate divisions, one for insurance, one for financial management. You can reach her at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kent Brousset, who is a thoracic surgeon, who was talking to us about the nodule clinic to help find lung cancer in the early stages to be able to treat that. Of course, you want to catch cancer in 1 and 2 as opposed to 3 and 4. And this nodule clinic that y'all have instituted has helped numerous people.
Well, yeah, and again, so you go to our website and you click on services, and it'll take you down to, you know, to give you a selection for the nodule clinic, and you can go and read for yourself the process that you go through, the questions that you have to answer, yes or no. And then if you feel that you qualify, you call us at 530-244-5400 and ask for the nodule clinic. And yeah, and you'll be guided through the process. And then they'll go over the questionnaire with you and then refer you to, get an order for the procedure, and then the results will be, after the results of the procedure come in based on what the findings are. You'll either be in he'll most likely be in Dr. Brousset's office. So that's the process. They navigate you through the whole system, and it's a real easy process to go through.
Now, Shasta Regional has a number of these new procedures that saves people long trips, like the TAVR valve replacement,
right,
and this one.
The one I described earlier, the right. cardiac MEMS test.
Cardiac MEMS test, all of these.
The upcoming one for Watchman that we're going to be looking at doing, that's going to treat atrial fib for people, and that's going to be a game changer up here because it's going to cut down on readmissions. And people can get off blood thinners. It's going to be a big deal. So we're
what is forward. That then? I mean,
it's a device. Don't ask me how it works.
Atrial fibrillation is when your heart beats either too fast or too slow, or is it just too fast?
Well, it can be either one. Atrial fibrillation refers to two chambers in the heart called the atria not beating in a coordinated fashion with the ventricle.
Uh-huh.
And so it's really not the atrium is really not beating. It's kind of wiggling and loses its ability to contract and push blood into the ventricle. And generally, it's a rapid heart rate develops, but some patients have a medication that can actually slow it down tremendously. And often those patients have a pacemaker, so the heart rate doesn't get too slow. But it can either be fast or slow, based on how the patient's been treated.
And it can cause stroke, right?
Yeah, no question.
It cuts down your cardiac output by 30%, I understand, and so that can make you a lot more weaker and tired. And so there's a lot of side effects to atrial fib, and so the normal courses of treatment, this is something new, it's advanced, helps with that. It gets patients off of anticoagulants. They don't have to take blood thinners anymore. So,
what is it, though? Is it a little,
it's a little device?
It's a little device.
Tiny device that gets implanted in the heart. Very small, probably like this, half the size of a poker chip or something. It's really not that big. Yeah, there's amazing technology out right now that we're trying to bring up here. And so, again, people don't have to go down to Sacramento for this procedure, same procedure, or to UC Davis. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's it's okay. Now this is the one I want to spend some time on. You are bringing in internal medicine doctors, residents,
yeah,
residents. Now they're already a doctor.
Yeah, they've completed med school.
They've completed med school.
Correct.
So everybody goes through a residency, and well,
yeah. Well, it depends. I mean, some people stop, but most people go through a residency.
Okay, so. What's that mean for the hospital? I mean, this you just don't say one day, okay, yeah, let's bring in 12 guys or girls.
Well, what it means is it really steps up the level of quality. Anytime you become an educational institution, there's a lot of research that has to be done. The general medical staff gets involved and. There's, you know, usually higher levels of quality that are achieved at teaching institutions. And, you know, we've done a lot to raise the level of our quality. This is one that we think is going to be a game changer for us. Just like, you know, we have a new ICU group that has just done nothing but it's been so much better for the patients up there and shorter times on ventilators and, you know, no infections. And it's been... It's done exactly what we wanted it to do, and they're doing a great job. So it's just all part of trying to get the quality up to that higher level. And you have to keep doing it every day. You can't stop. You have to be relentless about it.
Relentless.
Well, and then also, you know, hopefully we can keep some of those doctors in. Well, you know, you might know it as resolve. Sorry, but you know, you have to keep those doctors. Try to keep them in the community. You know, and so that's.
Well, how long does this program last? A year, two years, or?
Oh no, I think it's a 3-year residency. We'll have 8 students for each year. So once we're up to the third year,
wouldn't that be great if we could keep half of them?
Well, usually the retention rate's like 10-20% because they go on to specialties like cardiology or general surgery or whatever, or you know, GI. But they also will come back, too. If they like the area, they'll come back as a specialist. So it's a win-win. And if we can keep one a class, that's a huge win because we're really shy on internal medicine up here.
Okay. We're with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kent Brissett, who is a thoracic surgeon. And we've been talking about just a number of things, but one is, of course, the new program that's going to start next year.
Correct.
I believe. Bringing in residents.
Yeah.
Our eight residents under, to Shasta Regional, and eight a year.
Yeah, and they'll also be out, you know, they'll also be out in the clinics as well. You know, the different specialists you might see, they'll be rotating through GI and cardiology. And so, you know, it's good for the community to get used to having the residents in the room with the doctor because that's how they learn. And it's not as invasive, or it's not as intrusive of you as you would think. I've had residents in when I've had treatments and stuff. It's something you want to do because you really want to try to educate these guys in both environments, you know, in hospital and outpatient. So that's something that's going to change a bit up here too.
Okay. As I said, we're here with Dr. Kent Brissett and Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional. We're going to take a quick break, 8:45 in the morning, and it's still 70 degrees out there, going up to 94 today. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, opened since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just keep it on me. I said, you're holding back. She said,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce and, get this, Chad Bushnell, country western singer, is going to be here Friday, is going to be our guest at 7:30 tomorrow morning. He's a Red Bluff boy, but he's open for huge acts, and he's had a number one single out there before. And he's going to be joining us tomorrow morning at 7:30. And of course, Linda's going to be here talking music and all that stuff with him. But I have a couple of questions for him that he probably hasn't been asked in a long time. So Chad Bushnell and Reading Chamber of Commerce. I'm here right now, though, with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Kent Bruchette, who is a thoracic surgeon. And you know what? If you looked at, I'm looking at the doctor right now, you look like a thoracic surgeon. I would like thoracic surgeons to look like you because you look like confident, I can do this type of look on your face. And you never get kind of excited. Is that true?
Well, there's really much to get excited about.
Just opening somebody's chest, going in there and looking around. So, one of the things we talked about during the break was doctors graduating from medical school, because we're going to have residents here. And so they're out here, they're eager, and they have all this knowledge, but they don't have time under the helmet, as we would say, in the military. A lot of knowledge, but maybe not the, you know, the day-to-day experience of working with patients and nurses and all this. How important is it to have a residency in a hospital, would you say?
Well, I mean, looking at the experience of a surgeon, say in the case of Dr. Bursette, you know, the years that he's been doing it and has probably been taught techniques that haven't been taught in a while and has used them for quite a long time. And the whole aspect of the difference between a technologist who reads stuff out of a book and doesn't have a lot of and doesn't get the theory behind of what they're doing. And that theory, once you have that theory, which comes through experience and different types of training, that theory is what guides you when you come in place with obstacles versus a technologist where there's an obstacle. They don't really can't process what the next step is because they haven't really been taught that or been there before. And so when you're looking at a seasoned surgeon that's had that experience and seen this before, treated this before, you know, that's where you want to be. And so the residency programs benefit off of us having tenured medical staff that have experience, and we do. We have a lot of the physicians that have a lot of experience on staff, and we'll be able to help teach these residents.
Doctor, are you kind of like a lawyer that a lawyer never asked a question that they don't already know the answer to in court, supposedly? Do you, when you go in, you've done everything you possibly can to find out what you're going to find in there. But are there surprises?
Over the last 30 to 40 years, as radiologic technology has improved, there's fewer and fewer surprises. It was not uncommon, you know, 30 years ago to make a diagnosis based on a simple X-ray or a primitive CAT scan and have an idea what you might find. But you go into a chest, for example, and find something much more advanced than you anticipated. And people at that time thought, oh, it must be the air that came in contact with the tumor that caused the rapid progression in size, when it was just a matter of inadequate imaging preoperatively that didn't give the surgeon mm-hmm. adequate information to make a diagnosis prior to actually going to the operating room. In this day and age, with radiologic technology the way it is, the CAT scans have resolution where they can see things down to, you know, quarter of an inch, half an inch. Not uncommon to find abnormalities that small. And so we generally have a really good idea about what we're going to find. The thing that you really can't tell, even now based on preoperative imaging studies, that when you see structures that are right next to each other, you don't know if they're attached or not. Sometimes there's actually an area of separation. So when, for example, when we do lung surgery, we have to collapse the lung inside the chest to work on the lung. You don't know if the lung's going to collapse because you're not sure if it's sucked to the heart on a CAT scan or just they're right next to each other. So that information about attachment is still not obvious based on preoperative imaging, even though we have amazing technology. But it's pretty uncommon to be surprised in the operating room based on our current radiologic imaging.
Well, that's nice to know. What do you think, and this is for both of you, we've got like 4 minutes left. What's the next big step in medicine that you know, that's coming down the line, or surgery? You know, is it more better testing techniques? Is it new types of machinery like the Da Vinci? What do you think? I know this
Did you bring your crystal ball with you today?
Because I didn't, but I know.
I'll tell you what I think based on what I. My daughter-in-law is a PhD student at Cleveland Clinic, and she's doing a lot of. She's just got an NIH grant for $12 million to continue her project on breast cancer gene therapy, and so I think that there's going to be a lot of things that we're going to be looking at based on the genetic level to try to treat somehow whatever it is. I have no idea because she's just on another level, as far as intelligence goes.
So you're using your own body to fight cancer?
Making some type of a medication that interacts on the genetic level, specifically targeting, and or maybe even identifying ahead of time that you're prone to having breast cancer based on your genetic analysis, and then maybe there's some course of treatment there. That's all I got. I mean, otherwise our little the devices that we get to help people, but that's kind of hopefully that's where things are going to go, because I think it's going to be a lot more efficient and a lot more inexpensive.
Can we target cancer with genes? I've read about that. Using the body.
Well, it's going to happen with time. I think there's certain blood tests now that can target certain things like colon cancer and pancreatic cancer and ovarian cancer. That's only going to become expanded over time, where we have additional blood tests. They can identify tumors based on the human genome as that technology improves. And I'm sure at some point in time we'll be detecting tumors much earlier than we do now, based on that technology and the DNA testing that's going to be just around the corner. So we'll be identifying tumors when they're millimeters in size as opposed to centimeters and inches.
And the quicker we catch them? Quicker, the better chance you have for living.
That's always the case.
And they'll probably have some kind of a gene-targeted therapy that may make surgery obsolete in certain situations.
Well, that's what I think I've read something about that, being able to use the body to fight, to turn it on to something that's happening inside your body that's not good.
But again, with the technology we have today, you can access it at 244-5400. Just get into that nodule clinic, go to our website, check
that
out.
If you're a smoker and you've been a smoker and you're in that age group.
Even if you're not sure, just call and we'll figure it out. We'll help you figure it out.
244-5400
and ask for the nodule clinic. You can go to our website. You can check out all the information you need to know. That and about a lot of other services we have.
There you go. Top rated hospital in the area.
Got our second Leapfrog safety scores in a row, so we're proud of that. That just came out. And, look for more to come.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Always a pleasure.
With me today.
Always a pleasure.
After talking to you all, though, I'm sitting there thinking, I feel pretty good, but maybe I should go. And I do. I tell you, this is something the VA does. I go in and see my same doctor, the same doctor I've had for 15 years. I don't know if that's good or bad because, he knows me, and he knows that if there's any changes, But having the same doctor for 15 years is kind of almost unheard of.
The most important aspect of a physician is the confidence that you have in your relationship with him.
I do.
There you go.
I do. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much for being with us today. And I'm looking forward to meeting your new pulmonologist.
We'll grab him in here.
It's sometime here in your future.
Yeah.
So he can tell me what he does for a living. And Dr. Brissette, thank you so much for being here today and being a member of our community. If you ever see him, it's his confidence that's there. That even if there's sweat on his brow, which I don't even know if he sweats, but.
Why not?
Okay. Tomorrow, Jake Mangus and Chad Bushnell. Have a great day and God bless America.